So the last year and a half have been pretty crazy for you. Emma got a lot of success. 9 film festivals.
10.
Oh, 10 now. Okay, look at that. So what have the last year and a half been like for you from that film to this film?
Well, to be honest, we just kind of started getting into film probably like 2 years ago. So maybe 2 years ago. And when we first did Emma, it was more of a... I'm a huge fan of sci-fi and stuff, and I love Twilight Zone and all that kind of stuff, so I kind of wanted to make a film, you know, like, as a tribute to it. And when we did Emma, the first responses we got from it weren't too great. People just, it's cool film, whatever. And then we figured, you know what, why don't we try to make something more, more for the, you know, like... crime drama-ish, you know, you felt like that's a cool way to go. And as we were doing that, that's when Emma started picking up. So one thing I learned is you can't quite tell what, you know, people want. You know, you just, I think the best thing to do is just make something, something you like, and just put it out there and stop trying to cater to certain audiences. If you like the stuff, just put it out, you know. So that was probably the biggest lesson, because Emma right now is just, it's not successful, it's not generating money per se, but it's getting a lot of attention, over 100,000 views on YouTube, and 10 film festivals. It actually won best jury award at Pensacon, it's a Comic-Con festival, and just taught me to, you know, just put whatever you want out there, you know. So it's kind of overlapped into the promotion. I don't know, maybe the next thing we do might be sci-fi again or something. You know?
So is that like your comfort zone, sci-fi?
Because,
I mean, the promotion is crime drama.
Yeah.
So how do you go from sci-fi to crime drama?
I don't know, I just like twists. I'm a huge fan of, like, watching something, seeing it one way, and then by the end of it, when you find out what's really going on, you can look back at the movie and it's kind of a whole new movie. So I was hoping, like, people would do that with Emma after, you know, they find out what happened. When they rewatch it, they re-listen to the dialogue, and hopefully it brings a whole new perspective on the movie. And we kind of just took that formula and added it to the promotion. So y'all haven't seen the ending, but we kind of just want to, I don't know, it's, to me, it's the same thing. It's just a good story. That's all that matters. I definitely like sci-fi, but it's hard to produce sci-fi because a lot of people expect sci-fi to be extraordinary, expect the special effects, and whatever, we didn't have any of that stuff.
Mm-hmm. So, but it still works.
Yeah.
So why do you think it works?
I think because it's just genuinely a good story. I think people just like to have just a good... I've never been a huge fan of you know, like light space and all that kind of, you know, I feel like it distracts from the story. But I think when you get to Emma, it's more, it's not, there's no shenanigans, there's no flower in it. It's just a story. It's just unique. People dig it for what it is.
So you show your versatility as a writer and a director by going from sci-fi to crime drama, but then also too, you have the same leading man in a way in both of those films.
Yeah.
So what do you think that shows for him? What was it like working with him? Who is he? Tell us a little bit about him.
Yeah, this guy's name is Nicholas Wilder. He's an amazing actor. He blew us away in the Emma audition, and it sucked because Emma was pretty much about Emma. And Charlie Gillette did a great job as Emma. But when this guy came in, we're like, well, we got to use him again in something. So my first thoughts when we did this crime drama was to call him up and see what he would be able to put into the role. We just casted him, and that was it. He just, to be honest, like, don't need direction. He needs just the address to the set, and then from there he just does what he does, you know.
Mm-hmm. So how have your goals changed for the promotion compared to what your goals were for Emma? Now that you've seen, like, that you can have some success, you can have a couple of 100,000 page views and things like that, like, how have the stakes changed from the success from Emma going to the promotion?
Well, to be totally honest, we haven't quite figured out exactly the lane we want to go. When we put out Emma, it was more of a, I think more people were attracted to it. Basically, I feel like Emma has a niche. I feel like when people go onto YouTube, they're not searching crime drama or anything like that. They'll probably put, I see them more putting like sci-fi film or sci-fi short or whatever. So I feel like that's what's been generating the views to Emma. I feel like there is a niche for it. Whereas with promotion, it's a little tougher to basically category. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I feel that there really isn't any like lane that we're going for now. For right now, after we put the promotion out, a lot of people dug it, and we're trying to basically. I think we're going to make it a series now, and hopefully, I just wish you guys would have actually saw the film in its completion, so we could understand why we're going to go that route. So it's going to be interesting moving it from short film to now actually trying to build a series out of it. Even though a series is kind of like a bunch of short films, but they all connect up some kind of line of some cumulative story building and whatnot. So,
who are some directors that you really glean from, that you take something from, or you watch their films and you're like, oh, I want to be able to do that in film?
I would probably say Christopher Nolan. I'm nowhere near that whatsoever. But the first film he did, The Following,
yes,
was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't need any kind of money for that. Just mm-hmm. cool story. I would love to do something like that just to start off. Yeah, at least. You know, I honestly don't feel like any of these films are on that level, but you know, with time, we'll get there.
You know. Brings up a good question. What do you think you need to get to that place to make those type of films?
I think with that, you just need practice. You just need to continually shoot. One thing that actually sucks about this all is every time you do a movie, it's money. You know? Like Emma cost us, I think altogether about $4,000 to shoot. And that was just paying for people to eat, for transportation, for equipment. We shot in a college classroom, so we didn't have to pay for location per se. But all those costs add up. So promotion, I think, costs about maybe $6,000. So, and that's all from our pockets. That's like working a 9-to-5 and just not eating lunch a couple of
days.
What
do you do? Like your 9-to-5?
Well, a handyman. But I just kind of quit my job to take this on full time. So. But another note, to get to that level, I think the best thing to do is you just got to constantly shoot. And unfortunately, it costs money to shoot. So you just have to find that balance. Or I think that's also another reason why we wrote a story like Emma, because technically it wasn't supposed to cost us that much. But if you write stories that don't require a lot of, you know, explosions, car chases, and all that kind of stuff, then you'd be more inclined to shoot. So to answer your question, basically, yeah, just shoot more. It's a long-winded answer.
That's all right. In a perfect world, what do you think the promotion accomplishes?
What the promotion accomplishes? What do you mean per se?
This Emma was in 10 film festivals, got over 100,000 page views. So, like, what's the bar for this film? Like, for you to be happy and to, like, get to the point where you're, like, confident that you're taking this into the series with, like, that little bit of, like, swagger. You know, instead of being like, all right, it was good, we know it's good, we're going to make it a short. Instead of like, all right, this is good, we're going to make this a short. You know, what do you have to do to get, what does it have to do to get you to that place?
Well, what we want to accomplish with promotion is just to generate enough interest that people are willing to invest in helping us basically fund the series. So we want to do like a first season for it. And the way we were planning to do that, the promotion, quote-unquote, would be like the last episode of the series. And when we'd start the first, we actually shot a first mini episode for it. And we'd basically be closing the gap. We'd go backwards and come all the way back to how this guy ended up in this situation.
Very Quentin Tarantino-esque, I like it. Mm-hmm. Good.
So we're trying to, basically we're hoping the promotion just generates enough interest in people. Like, you know what, I'd like to see that continue. And we're going to do a fundraising campaign soon. So we're just hoping the promotion can bring in those views, bring in just interest. Like, you know what? Let's see this continue and mm-hmm. have people, you know, help us out. So.
When we spoke a couple of weeks ago, you were telling me that the review that Samantha Johnson did last year helped you guys a lot. You think about maybe doing an Indiegogo or a Kickstarter campaign?
Yeah. The review helped out a lot because I think, I don't know, I'm a huge fan of indies and short movies and stuff like that, but I don't know what, per se, for you guys, what makes you just get up and go and watch a short movie. You know, everybody got things to do, they'd rather, you know, be outside playing video games, playing ball, whatever mm-hmm. it might be. So I feel that it's a weird thing to tell people, like, hey, go watch this short movie. So mm-hmm. if you do it and you basically are like, hey, come watch my short movie, I feel like something like ReviewFix or like these review sites, if you get someone who actually watched it, writes about it, it just adds another level of, I guess, confidence for people to check it out. They see that it's been actually publicized on the website. They see, you know, it's gotten 4 or 5 stars, whatever. I feel like it makes them more inclined to go out and just spend 10 minutes and check it out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, I hope that answered the question.
Mm-hmm. So, bottom line, why should someone watch the promotion? If you had to sell it to them, they're waiting for the elevator on the third floor, and you got, like, 20 seconds to get them to the first floor, and they're like, oh, the promotion, what's that about? Why should I watch it? What do you think you'd say?
I just feel like it's just a good series. If you like a good story, you like to not know what's going on, if you just like to be twisted, you know, like, just a good story. I think a lot of shows these days, well, they have money, so, you know, they're able to do all these special effects and whatnot. So with the promotion, we were forced to come up with unique ways to basically tell our story. So we're hoping, I think that's pretty much it, like, it's a good story.